This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Colorado Springs Airport will again offer half-price parking to travelers during the holiday season. The airport will offer 50% off long-term parking rates from November 20th through the 26th and December 20th through January 2nd. The discount will cut the parking rate to $4 a day during the Thanksgiving and Christmas travel periods. The airport's director said the promotion is to show gratitude for travelers. Comcast is planning to roll out its next-generation internet technology in Colorado Springs this week. 60 households near Powers and Palmer Park Boulevards will be offered the DOCSIS 4.0 internet package. Comcast says this neighborhood is the first in the U.S. to receive the technology. The company plans to roll out the next internet package to the rest of the U.S. over the next few years. Colorado Parks and Wildlife finalized a new plan to eradicate zebra mussels at Highland Lake State Park. That phase will begin later this year. More than 2,000 people have signed a petition asking the governor to rein in the aggressive hunting of bears by Colorado Parks and Wildlife. The petition, posted last week on Change.org, accused the wildlife agency of inhumanely harassing wildlife and asked the governor to keep CPW from deliberately putting down bears unless a human is injured or killed. Colorado Parks and Wildlife officials have not commented on the petition. Today is the final Motorless Monday of the season in Garden of the Gods Park. The free event started at 5 a.m. and it runs until noon. Park rules and regulations, including speed limits, will apply. There'll be designated slow zones and one-way traffic. Visitors can park their cars at the Garden of the Gods Visitor and Nature Center, the Garden of the Gods Trading Post, or in the overflow parking lot at Rock Ledge Ranch Historic Site. President Joe Biden is scheduled to travel to Colorado tomorrow, his fifth visit to the state since taking office. He's expected to be touring the city's CS Wind Factory. Two people are in stable condition after a stabbing incident last night. Around 8 o'clock, Colorado Springs police were called to the 2200th block of Westmoreland Road. Officers found one man stabbed, and investigation efforts found the altercation stemmed from a family disturbance. The man stabbed is currently in stable condition. The other was treated and released. It's still an ongoing investigation, and no arrests have been made. The U.S. Navy's Blue Angels are wrapping up the Grand Junction Air Show today. It's their first appearance in Colorado after 2 years. According to our Denver news partners, the team will fly at the Grand Junction Regional Airport. Organizers said the gates will open at 9 a.m., with flying beginning at 11 a.m. The main event is scheduled for 3 p.m. today. For ticketing information, visit gjairshow.com. The CBI is sending out a missing senior alert for 74-year-old Mary Jane Jacobs out of Pueblo. Call 911 or the Pueblo Police Department if you have any information.
Storm Tracker 13's Julia Donovan giving you a quick check on your weather this Sunday morning. Another cold morning is underway with freeze warnings along and east of I-25. Then the warming trend begins with highs in the mid to high 60s for our lower lying areas. That's around 10 degrees warmer than yesterday, but still a few degrees below average for this time of year. We are also expecting some clouds to come in the afternoon hours, but still that sun should be peeking through all day long. I'm Julia Donovan. That's weather on KRDO News Radio. Have a great Sunday.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.